Police officers. They are everywhere. If all the police officers in the United States were to hold hands, they would stretch from the Statue of Liberty in New York to Disney's Magic Kingdom in Orlando, Florida. With so many cops running around, even though violent crime is declining in the U.S., chances are one of them will detain you or someone you know for routine questioning sometime soon. When that happens, it is important that you know how to interact with police officers. When approached by an officer of the law, one must be extremely careful not to appear afraid or intoxicated. It is important that you remain calm and polite, and always keep your hands in plain sight. Most police officers startle easily and may become dangerous if they feel threatened. Like all things, we can learn from each other's experience. In the following dramatization, Little Brother will show us what can happen when a wrong turn leads to a visit from Officer Jack.
La 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 la. Gee, I must be lost. It's a good thing I'm in such a nice neighborhood, though. Wow, look at all these big houses. Uh-oh. What seems to be the matter, officer?
Are you aware that your headlights are on? Step out of the car.
Looks like Little Brother got more than he bargained for when he made that wrong turn. You see, police officers are constantly on the lookout for people or things that seem out of place. Often their choice is based on color, appearance, or displays of youthful exuberance, and may have nothing to do with whether or not the person has committed a crime.
Officer, is that really necessary? I just want to get home.
Well, protection against unnecessary search and seizure is guaranteed by our Constitution. However, you'll need to wait for the drug-sniffing dogs to get here before we can let you go.
Uh-oh, Little Brother is in a real pinch. Drug-sniffing dogs are often used during traffic stops when a person refuses to allow an unlawful search of his or her vehicle. If the dog thinks it smells something funny, the officers have the probable cause they need to proceed with a search.
Hey there, Spot. Yeah, I didn't like the looks of him either. Step out of the car, sir. Yeah, Spot? You say check under the seat, boy? Why, there's nothing here but a bunch of lug nuts. Hey, don't lick them, Spot. That's gross. Wow, looks like these lug nuts were laced with LSD. You're under arrest.
Lug nuts? I guess Little Brother forgot that stiff mandatory minimum laws require prison sentences to be carried out based on the type and weight of contraband, regardless of how much of an actual drug is present. Federal mandatory minimum laws require that 10 grams of LSD will garner a 10-year prison sentence with no chance for parole. A single LSD-laced lug nut would result in a minimum of 235 months in prison. A safer choice would have been pure liquid LSD, which can weigh as little as 0.05 milligrams per dose and garner no mandatory minimum at all. The other mistake Little Brother made was hiding his contraband underneath the driver's seat. Very obvious. Although no hiding technique is perfect, if one is traveling a long distance, the safest place to store illegal drugs is still your own rectal cavity. Place your drugs inside several securely tied condoms. Remember to use a water-based lubricant and not an oil-based one, as this can weaken the membrane and lead to a potentially hazardous situation.
Where did you get these drugs?
I got them from my big brother.
I see. Well, little brother, if you're willing to work with us, we may be able to go easy on you. If you testify against your brother and plead guilty to felony possession of drugs, then you may be out of prison in as little as 5 years. But if you plead innocent, you could be sent to prison for the rest of your life.
You mean the best thing to do is to plead guilty? Well, I guess the choice is clear.
Yes, the choice is clear, isn't it? This negotiation is known as a plea bargain. A plea bargain occurs when a prosecutor threatens a person with an extremely harsh sentence in order to get them to plead guilty to a lesser charge. This bypasses the need for a jury trial, saving the taxpayers valuable time and money. What could Little Brother have done to avoid this difficult situation? He should have kept his mouth shut. That's right, no matter what a police officer says or threatens you with, you should politely refuse to answer any questions and remain silent until you are able to speak to a lawyer.
Hi there, little brother. My name is Judge Bob. My job is to decide whether or not you're guilty. Since you already told us you're guilty, we can skip straight to the punishment part, and I can get back to my ball game. These federal mandatory minimum laws make my job real easy. I just look your crime up in my little book here, and it tells me what to do. Tarnations! 235 months in prison? Well, it'd be cheaper to kill you, but my hands are tied on this one. So ordered. Now let's see how the cowboys are doing.
Although prison time is an extremely stiff penalty for a nonviolent drug possession offense, it's an essential part of Uncle Sam's daring zero-tolerance program. Although the program has not had any impact on actual drug use in the United States, it has been wildly effective in creating customers for the rapidly growing U.S. prison industry. Drug charges are responsible for 3 out of every 5 federal prisoners in America and are what have made our country a leader in global prison innovations. In the U.S., 1 in every 34 adults is incarcerated on probation or on parole. This pie chart illustrates where the prisoners of the world are incarcerated. As you can see, the major players in this industry are Russia, China, and the U.S. The U.S. leads the pack with fully 1/4 of the world's prisoners. Quite impressive for a country which only accounts for 1/20 of the world's population. If all the prisoners in the world were to hold hands, they would stretch from Siberia to San Quentin. Of course, that's unlikely to happen as prisoners' hands are kept very busy by the U.S. prison industry. Thanks to new partnerships between business and government, prisoners are now able to pay for the cost of their own incarceration by producing goods and services for many of the U.S.'s most prestigious companies, including Microsoft, Nike, Planet Hollywood, and Victoria's Secret. Although prisoners typically only earn a few cents to roughly a dollar per hour, they learn valuable skills that will help them find jobs and stay out of trouble when their sentences are up. In the prison labor system, inmates prepare for rewarding careers in bolt polishing, attaching Made in the USA labels to garments manufactured in Honduras, and shrink wrapping Microsoft software.
Thanks to unregulated prison labor policy, I'm learning unmarketable skills while earning the same wages as many hard-to-get jobs in Mexico and Southeast Asia. Thanks, America!